Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Pirkei Avos being my favorite sefer, so we are in season 5 with another commentary, Bli Neder, each season with the commentary this season of Svarno with the help and translation and notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. So we are looking at Aleph, Yud, Aleph 1:11, talking about careful with your words like we talked about last time, but a little further this time. Avtalion Omer, Avtalion says, Chachamim, sages, hizaharu b'divreichem, be careful with your words, Shema tachuvu chovas galus. Perhaps you might incur the penalty of exile, v'sigu l'makomayim haraim, and be banished to a place of evil waters or heresy. V'yishu ha-talmidim, and the disciples who will follow you there, they might drink. They might drink and they might die. And then the name of heaven will be desecrated, God forbid. So if you have people that listen to you, people that follow you, people that rely on you, and people that adhere to what you say, if you say something wrong, you say something incorrect, you say something not right, you are putting them in a bad position. That applies to all of us, especially myself. You know, I have these 5 podcasts. I don't know who listens. I don't know if anyone listens. I don't know where it gets out there. But if someone listens to something and they say, oh my gosh, Tani told us that we don't have to do A, Y, B, Z, X, or D, that would be not good. Because what if they take the words and they misinterpret them? Or what if they only listen to something out of context? Whenever any of us use our voice, whenever any of us talk and try to bring things out there, alachas kama v'kamer, a rav, a sage, a talmid chacham, a rosh yeshiva, or one of the gedolei ador, any of the people out there, whatever they say, you got to be careful with what they say. Can't take things out of context. Unfortunately, lahavdol, in secular society, everything is twisted, no matter what a person says. You know, Democrats think Republicans say one thing, and Republicans think that Democrats say another thing, another way. Everything that's said, you know, can be twisted in the wrong way, but especially in Torah, lahavdol, especially with those who decide ideas, you have to be careful with your words. Be careful with what people listen to, what people hear, and what would they do. They might take your advice, they might take your words and run with it in the wrong way, God forbid. Make sure they run with it in the right way. Be cautious with your words. You don't want anyone to have the penalty of exile. You want them to drink the wrong waters and be dying, God forbid. You don't want them to, God forbid, have the names desecrated. You think about the massive movement a few decades ago of, forget his name, but he made everybody basically kill themselves. He had them drink the Kool-Aid, literally poisonous Kool-Aid, and his whole followers died because he had them. I forget the name, if any of the listeners out there know it, but he had this massive cult, this massive movement, and he said, if you drink this, you'll have straight to heaven. Instead, basically, they all killed themselves. Suicide, following his lead. How dangerous it could be to be a cult leader. How dangerous it could be to be a leader, a dictator. You think of Mussolini, Yimach Shemo. You think of Hitler, Yimach Shemo. God had these people in positions, but all the people listened to these people and went and did really bad things. All the people who said, we're just following orders, we're just following orders. But a person who had so much power in the wrong way, and that applies to different governments and dictators and different regimes. You have bad people in leadership. Whatever words they say can do a lot of harm, God forbid. These people, Yamach Shemam in World War II, these people who decimated Europe, who decimated Italy, who decimated all the places all over the world. You have a person with too much power, it's not good to be given. No one should have so much power. Even in Jewish history, Lahavdil, when there was a Jewish king, he's supposed to follow the rule of the Torah. He's supposed to be guided by the words of the Torah, and there's supposed to be a Sanhedrin, a governing body, a ruling body. Even if there was a king in Yerushalayim, there's supposed to be a Sanhedrin and the Beit HaMikdash, and they make the decisions, and they don't make them lightly. A Sanhedrin that killed a person 1 in 70 years, or 1 in 7 years, depending on the opinion of the Gemara, that was called a bloody Beis Din, and that's 1 in 7 at most. 1 in 70 is another opinion, and a king wouldn't make rulings without following the Torah, without the Sanhedrin and the backing. That's how it's supposed to be. Not one power, one person with utmost power who can kill 6 million people, Yimach Shemam, his memory should be forever blotted out for being spat upon and cursed upon, not actually cursing, but in metaphorical terms. But in general, you got to be careful with your words, and it all starts at a small level with you. Your words can make a difference. When people follow you, make sure they're following your advice for good. Make sure they're doing good and following to make sure there's only good in the world. So the notes point out by Sfarno, he cautioned the wise to be careful with their words when the heretics grew in number and they misinterpreted the words of the Torah and the sages and their esoteric teachings according to their own corrupt beliefs. He may incur the penalty of exile. When he speaks of the penalty of exile, he means being exiled from town to town. In essence, he says you may be exiled to a city of heretics who will also interpret your words according to their distorted ideology. The disciples will follow you, can drink and die, for they erroneously conclude that you embrace this distorted ideology, but that you have chosen not to express your opinion publicly. And consequently, the name of Hashem will be desecrated through you, for the masses will conclude that this distorted opinion is yours. Inadvertently, you will be the cause of this Chilul Hashem, desecration of God's name. So the notes point out, Avtalian admonished scholars to be extremely careful in their teachings because he noticed a sharp increase in the number of heretics emerging from among the disciples of the wise. These students misquoted their righteous teachers and misled their fellow students by claiming that their own heretical teachings represented those of the mentors. If the masters would be present, they would be able to refute these distortions, but if they would be sent into exile, they would be totally unaware of the degree to which their words were being misrepresented. And thus, they would be incapable of rectifying the situation. Hence, Avtalian warns his disciples to teach their own disciples with great caution. So we pointed out different examples of people that use their words for terribleness, for horribleness. But think on the flip side, Lahavdil, wonderful people who were able to influence for good. You think about Yehoshua, you think about a Moshe, you think about how they were able to go and talk to the whole masses of the Jewish people, influencing them. You think about David HaMelech, who was able to guide the nation. You think about Shlomo HaMelech, who was able to have a peaceful nation existence during his tenure, during his reign. And you think, Lahavdil, many, many years later, the idea of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who inspired people with his words, with his teachings, to literally reach people around the globe. Chabad might be the only movement that I know of that, or, well, there might be other sects of Judaism where they follow a Rebbe that's not alive right now from many years ago with his exhortations, with his teachings, and they don't have a current leader, a current rabbi. Maybe the Breslin movement also goes by Rav Nachman, but there are current leaders that direct and guide. But Chabad, what they do is they send people out into the world, into Yahapetz areas. There's a wonderful movie, by the way, about the rabbis who trek around Africa, I believe, trying to find different Jewish people to influence them. I forget the name of it, but it was a fantastic movie my wife and I saw. But in general, they send people around the world. His words inspired people to be shluchim, to be messengers around the world. They also have online smicha movements, which I actually did this past year, which was wonderful. And they have an ability to affect people. You think about Aish, where they send words around the world. Their words are wonderful. You think about Or Sameach, where they try to influence people around the world. There are good movements, good leaders, good rabbanim, who try to influence for good, and their words are the words we should be following. Make sure to use your words in good ways so that we can influence the world in better ways and make sure the world is even better every single day. Join us next time as we talk about not using the Torah for your own gain, not using things to make your reputation for your own selfish reasons, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.